Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Coming Kingdom. A introduction. The kingdom of God is the grand central theme of Scripture. Certainly one of the major facets in terms of the grand theme of Scripture. B, various kingdom facets. Number one, God's universal kingdom, 1 Chronicles 29:11, Deuteronomy 4:34. Number two, God's theocratic kingdom and Adam, Genesis 1, Psalm 8:6, Hebrews 2:8 through 9. A theocratic kingdom is one in which God rules as king. Genesis and Revelation are like two bookends of the kingdom mandate that God gave to mankind. Whereas the first Adam failed in his dominion responsibility for God as seen in Genesis, the second Adam, Christ, will ultimately fulfill the dominion mandate that God has intended for man as seen in the book of Revelation. Compare 1 Corinthians 15:27 and 45. Number three, God's theocratic kingdom in Israel, Exodus 19:6, 1 Samuel 8:7. This theocratic arrangement with Israel began with God giving the law of Moses to Israel at Mount Sinai, Exodus 19 and 20. God's subjects were Israel, and their constitution was the law. This form of kingdom rule ended at the time of the Babylonian captivity, which began the times of the Gentiles, Luke 21:24. Number four, the Messianic Davidic Kingdom, 2 Samuel 7, Psalm 89, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. This Messianic Kingdom was foreseen in Genesis 49:10. It was promised in covenant form to David, 2 Samuel 7. It was foretold by the prophets, Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6, Isaiah 11, 1, Daniel 2, 44. It was applied to Jesus by Gabriel, the announcing angel, to Mary, Luke 1, 31-33. John the Baptist announced this kingdom as being at hand on the condition of repentance, as did Jesus and the apostles, Matthew 3, 2, 4-17, 10, 5-8. Kingdom miracles accompanied the offer of the kingdom to Israel. However, when the nation rejected Christ, as seen in the blasphemy of the Spirit, Matthew 12, the kingdom offer was withdrawn. Then, Christ in the form of parables taught that there would now be a delay in the coming of the kingdom, Matthew 13. From here on out, Christ emphasized the cross with his disciples and not the immediate coming of the kingdom. The kingdom offer in the early church was once again seen to be on the condition of repentance, Acts 3, 19-21. The kingdom is no longer being offered at this time during the church age. And so, kingdom miracles, quote-unquote kingdom miracles, are no longer being performed, Hebrews 6:5. We are no longer proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom as being at hand, but rather we preach the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. However, in the tribulation period, the gospel of the kingdom will again be preached with accompanying miracles providing evidence that the kingdom is immediately in view. Matthew 24:14, Revelation 11. The Messianic kingdom involves the literal coming of Christ to the earth and his literal reigning over the earth from David's throne in Jerusalem. Isaiah 9:7, Jeremiah 17:25, and 23, 5 and 6. This is yet a future reality. Acts 1:6. Jesus told us to pray for it to come. Matthew 6:10. In Revelation 5, Christ is shown to be worthy to take the title deed of the earth and to restore dominion over it as mankind's representative. Compare Revelation 11:15. As a result, all of heaven worships with highest praise. Revelation 19:1-6. As the church, We are positionally citizens of the kingdom, but we are not actually there yet. Compare Colossians 1:13 and Ephesians 2:6. However, as kingdom citizens, we are to live in accordance with kingdom standards. C. Appendix on spiritualizing the kingdom. The messianic kingdom is not now. It is not to be spiritualized, but rather is shown consistently to be a literal physical kingdom that will be in place at the second coming of Christ. We must ever maintain the proper distinctions regarding Israel, the church, and the kingdom. It's called rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Right now, Christ is building his church, Matthew 16:16-18. When the church is completed, God will then resume and complete his program with Israel, which will culminate in the kingdom. Matthew 6:10, as Christ taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.